As far as I know, we did not have anything. You went to Atlanta as a foreign place to go, I thought it was. Like I say, my mother used to drive as far as Buckhead because they were not used to driving into a lot of, more traffic. And we would catch the trolley.
And what would you do in Atlanta?
Would shop. Okay. You had to go to Atlanta to shop. My mother used to drive all the way into Buckhead to get 8 o'clock coffee. Because she loved her coffee. And I thought, I was like my dad, I thought, who in the world would drive that far just to get one brand of coffee? But she did. For years, she used to go to Buckhead to shop.
And then you would take a trolley?
A trolley. It cost a dime, and then it went to a quarter. When it went to a quarter, I had to do a lot of walking because we used to just hop on the trolley and go from Riches to Davison's or Davison's to Riches. But most of the time we'd go to Riches and then catch the trolley, which was 10 cents, and ride to Macy's or Davison's, as it was called then.
Riches and?
Davison's.
And what were those?
Department stores that they would shop in. And they had a dime store, and that's where I learned it's Cressy's dime store.
Uh-huh.
And my aunt used to take me there. They had an upstairs and a downstairs. And the more expensive little things were upstairs, and the less expensive things were downstairs. And I just thought that was a place he had to go. We would eat there. They had a counter. I can see it now. You'd get up the bar stools, and they later had a couple of tables in there. But they had chicken croquettes. I had never tasted anything like that in my life because I thought they were wonderful. So for years, I went to Cressy's to get chicken croquettes, along with telling my first grade teacher that my dresses came from there.
Well, certainly now the relationship between Roswell and Atlanta has changed. Do you think that Roswell has maintained small town feeling, even though it's expanded so much in size?
Well, yes, in some ways. I still have my close friends that I went to school with. I know that they're inching up this way, and it has, I think, I have really watched Roswell grow, and I'm not against the growth. I know the traffic could be better, but I think that we're all one, but I would not want to live south of the bridge in Atlanta. So pretty much it's been, I know a lot of the stores, like I said, Davidson's is no longer, Macy's is no longer, there was Riches, and now it's all combined and it's Macy's. So Riches is gone. A lot of things are deteriorating down there, and people are coming up north more.
Do you think that the people who move into Roswell identify themselves as being from Roswell or being from Atlanta?
I think the ones who were born in Atlanta still say Atlanta is their home. And I think people who moved into the area will say they're from Roswell, mostly. But I don't think they'll ever get to the point they won't say they're not from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.